Brilliant Idiots Where God Went Wrong, Episode 2. Just wait a minute. The story so far. Thinking he was dead, our intrepid hero has had the misfortune to wake up and discover that this is far from the truth, whatever the truth can be conceived of to be, which is anyone's guess in this place. And we're not too sure where this place actually is. Wherever this is, he's certainly not welcome, and he is now pirouetting across a meadow in the wake of a half-formed salmon with half-baked ideas being chased by a chorus of outraged squeals of the offended grass. However, not wanting to put you in an emotional state that will result in you actually joining them on this journey, we will now inject a safe haven into the story to give your nerves and the grass a bit of a rest. Ahead of our hero and his doubtful salmon is a bench. A bench sheltered by a spreading chestnut tree. Our hero is hopping toward it with all the vigor that only a dead person can muster. Much to the grass's dismay, in his wake, the salmon is flopping frantically.
Wait!
But of course, it's already too late. Our hero is already flinging himself onto the bench like a shipwrecked victim flops into a life raft. Completely unaware that he was lying under no ordinary chestnut tree, and that they had company. An old woman burdened with a shopping cart, 6 layers of clothing, and an expectant scowl. Our hero studied her beyond the top of his reclining head. Even upside down, she wasn't too cheering to look at.
Excuse me?
I think we were better off with the grass.
You can't just flop down there. That's where I'm sitting.
Oh, very sorry. Excuse me. Here you go.
Not so fast. Has anybody told you you could sit there?
It was empty and I needed somewhere to get off the grass.
Well, you can't sit there. You'll have to wait your turn.
I don't understand. There's you. There's me.
And don't forget about 10 million blades of grass.
And some half-expired piece of halibut.
Salmon, madam.
Halibut. I'll bet my shopping cart on it.
I think there's room for both of us. Won't you sit?
I will when it's my turn.
Why don't you just sit here while you wait for your turn?
That's just the sort of excuse you'd expect from a queue jumper.
Madame, I'm very sorry if I have acted out of turn. Here, the entire bench is yours. Won't you please take a seat?
That's very kind of you, but I'll wait till I'm told, if that's all right with you.
That's completely fine with me. I have absolutely no problems with that whatsoever.
What in heaven's name are you doing? Haven't you heard a word I've said? You've got to wait your turn. Someone's got to tell you it's your turn to use the bench.
Madame, I've told me it's my turn to use the bench.
Sadly, these negotiations came to a premature halt thanks to a preemptive volley from the chestnut tree. It's doubtful that this attack was in support of either side of the dispute, as it rained down on both parties alike, nicely dispensing with the incumbent while forcing the encroaching party to tighten up their defenses. In short, the woman dashed off.
I've got dibs!
The salmon ducked for cover under the bench, while our hero curled into a ball, batting chestnuts off his head. He was confident that he was successfully fending off the assault.
Oh, God!
When the full impact of the situation began to dawn on him.
These aren't chestnuts at all! What the... spiders? Locking fingers!
Snit fidgets!
They're all over me! Get off!
That's not going to work. There are too many of them.
How do you get rid of them?
Give them what they want.
What?
Give them what they want. and then ask for something in return.
Hey, that's my watch. Give it back.
That's not what I meant. You won't need that watch here anyway.
But it was digital.
Quick, take off your shoe.
My shoe?
Your shoe. But be sure to leave your sock inside it.
My sock?
Just do it.
There's a big knot in it. Get off. Get out of my pockets.
Just ignore them. Get your shoe off.
Just ignore? Get out of my shirt. That tears it. Here's my shoe, knots and all.
Now the sock. Stuff your sock into your shoe.
Right. Get out.
Now chuck the shoe onto the pavement.
Chuck my shoe?
Just do it!
Where did everything go?
Today's brilliant idiots include Michael Steele as the main dead guy. Again, imagine that. Corrine Friesen as the doubtful salmon, the narrator, and the bench sergeant. Snit Fidgets, Alex Steele and Michael Steele. And again with the grass, Laura Carlson along with Alex and Michael. And Rick Carlson in his radio debut as the bench. Theme music by Jason Am, courtesy of Solvent, www.solventcity.com. Episode 3 will be a lesson in shoe theory and its close relationship with interdimensional travel. Sock theory will also be touched upon. Brush up on your astrophysics at brilliantidiot.com, where we can also torture you with our blogs, contests, and you can reach out and annoy us right back. Request free episodes that you've missed or order Brilliant Idiot Adventures unavailable to iPod at www.brilliantidiot.com.